mentioned last week that Hashem, we're going to be continuing, moving over to the chelik of the Amunah, the Benanam, the Malkin. Avraham Avinu was the Yisoid, the Chesed, he was also the Amud, the Amunah. So Bez Hashem, tonight is going to be a little bit of Hagdoma to the Noisei, the Sugi of Amunah. Maybe we'll start off with Hagdoma to the Hagdoma. Talk about the Shivas of Limud and Yani Amunah. We'll just mention two Makaris. Lashon Rambam, Pirushim Mishnayis, and Brachis. Lashon Rambam is Yokar Beinai Lelameid Iker Echod Me Ikre Amunah Vadas Mikol Asher Alamdeu. Famous Lashon Rambam. Rambam says it's more precious to him to teach Nikar Echod from Yoni Amuna, anything else that he teaches. Of all the teachings of the Rambam, Amuna is the most chashuv by the Rambam. The Mishnah Novice, Perk Beis, Mishnah Yadal, states, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Avishokud, Avishkoizim, Leitoyra, Vidam Ashatov, Shatoshav, Lapikaris. You have to know what to answer Lapikaris. So there's different perushim in the Rishonim. Lamais and Ali Shor, Tavol B'taych is up, B'taych is like this. He said, but Lez is not telling us we have to go debate with Apikorsim. It's a sakona to have debates with Apikorsim unless you're ready, you're malumid, and you're mechunich and how to talk to them. That's not what Lez is telling every year, that you should go to peer to go and go talk with Apikorsim. But Lez is saying, it's a bechina, Da, your sogan emuna should be with the idea that lu yitzur there would be attacks, lu yitzur there would be arguments with Apikorsim, you could hold on to your emuna. You have to know by zich, you have to be, emuna has to be chazok, your emuna has to be fest in a way that it could withstand the tshuvas of an Apikoris. That's what Lez is telling us. And this is what we're going to be doing a little bit for a large part of the rest of the Zman. But I have to give Hakdama, this is very choshev to be margish. That Mitzad Sheni, after what I just mentioned, there's more Makaris. It is definitely true that it's not common in yeshivas to talk about Amuna. It's not that common bechlal in Oil Matur to talk a lot about Amuna. And that comes from a good place. Lemaisa diburim about Amuna could be makalkal. When you talk about Amuna and you talk, it could definitely do harm. It could definitely do a lot of destruction. And the reason being, I'm going to say in a kuda now. I'm going to say I want to understand the context, and hopefully those who understand it already very good. And those who don't understand more as we go on. When you're talking about Amuna, you're talking about something different, not different than anything else that exists in Yiddishkeit. There are things like this. But you're talking about something, you're not talking about words that are proving emuna and building emuna. You're talking about something that's already kayim by all of us. It's a whole different type of a thing. Emuna, you're not creating emuna. Emuna is something that's kayim by every single one in here in this room. We're being megale, we're trying to learn up what we already have. Russian Chazal, Zanachnu, Maminim, Bnei Maminim means we have it, Birusha. Emunah is not something that you have to, you could use the word build, but it's not really something that you have to prove and create. It's already by us. And this is where the confusion can come. When you start talking about something, in Yemarachiv, in Yemarach, it sounds like you're trying to build and prove Emunah. And that's Hepech from Emunah. It's Hepech from Emunah. Emunah, hope we'll understand this as we go on more. Emunah as a koyach and the koyach as a adam is something that exists be'etzem by the mensch. And this is the danger. So Meila, I ask that all the words that we're going to be saying about Emunah should be in this kabbal, in this context. If we give a little bit of a whiff of a little bit the tzura of how it should end up, a person's Emunah. I'll mention what I once heard from a Mitzil Salomon Shlita. Should be gesund and stark. He once said over B'Shem Rabbi Ruchim, and Rabbi Ruchim was talking about this Indian of how a person's Amunah How it's supposed to be by a mensch? How is the moon supposed to be a mensch? Not this last scene that I spoke. He was giving a mivchan, a proba. So I think Ruchem said. He said, Moshe, let's say somebody. There was somebody today. There are definitely people like this. People who travel the whole world. They've been in every single ergets, every single place, ekvelt that there is in the welt. And somebody goes, travels someplace way, places in India. He found this foreign place. And he tells you they have a religion. They have a emunah that they have the answers to all the questions that are challenging humanity. They have all this the perfect religion. And he starts describing it to you in great detail. He says, how do you react to that? Do you have an urge to go to such a place? Would you feel that that place pulls you? So Ruchem said, this is how you should test your emunah. This is Ruchem's marshal. He said, imagine the same person will tell you, I also went to a place. And you should know, there are people there that they have five hands. They have five hands. They don't only have two hands. They have five hands. And he starts telling you, oh, it's amazing. Do you know what you could do? Do you know what you're missing out? The effect that you don't have five hands. So Ruchem said, any normal person, he said, they might be curious. Might be nice. You want to go to see a flying elephant? It's also curious. You want to go to see a person with five hands? It might be interesting. Tazach. Our Baruch Hashem, Hashem makes us that we have all that we need with two hands. I know your wife sometimes say you really wish you had three hands, I know. But a regular person, Baruch Hashem, two hands is maspik. A person satiated and wholesome with two hands. He's not missing, there's no vacuum, there's no chisorin in his two hands. Ruchem said there's a problem in Amun. Amun is supposed to be misapik the person. Emunah is supposed to be wholesome by a person. It's supposed to be, we'll talk about Bemshech, it's not a nekuda of fights, of proving of this. It's something that's wholesome by the person. It's the deepest core, it has to do with the core existence of me and you. And this is the beginning of Emunah. I want all of our dibur and Emunah to be in this Kabbalist context. We're all just trying to megale how our Emunah that's already by us, just making it maybe more wholesome, and appreciate how it should be more wholesome. Can move, and our matar over here is to connect to Avraham Avinu that we're going to talk about. So let's start a little bit. Let's start first about showing. Tonight I want us to do two things. A little bit showing how we remark how Avraham is the yisoid on the binyan Adam, the yisoid of binyan of Yiddishkeit, the yisoid of binyan Torah. How it has to be that Emunah has to be part of that binyan of Avraham. Emunah is the side of everything. And when I say the side of everything, we'll see soon, I'll try to be makar, it's not just a shprach. It's a very tzaddik and marsha in Makis, Dafchov Gimel, Dafchov Dalet, and in the sugi over there, where the Nevi'im come, and each one makes a seder of mitzvahs, of Tariq mitzvahs, that's the sugi of Tariq mitzvahs over there. The one says the Shem Tariyad. But this Navi, he made him 13, 11, 9. Famously, the Gemara then says, Bo chavakot v'amidan alechot. Bring to Mashiach kushya samaforshim. What's going on? They bring Mamayit from mitzvahs. Mamayit from mitzvahs. What happened to the rest of mitzvahs? Is all you have to do with the mitzvah of Emunah. Talk to Mashiach. Have to learn up a little bit, but the Mashiach more or less says that this is Kamuvan, this is not being Mamayit on the mitzvahs. We're talking about mitzvahs that are the yisoid. The yisoid is the one of mitzvahs. And the mashal over there is marich about munah. Bo chabako kamidan al achas sadduch ve munah se yichir. Which, agav, that's what we're trying to do, yichir. We're trying to get chias in our munah. Sadduch ve munah se yichir. And munah is the one mitzvah. The mashal is lashem. It's the makar v'shoyrish l'kulan. It's the source. It's the source, and it's the root to all of them. Which agav, that's the reason why the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam are called Ikrim. Ikrim is Miloshin Shorish. Yud Gimel Ikrim, because when you have these klar, and when you have these fest, and when Emunah is chai by you, so the mitzvahs that sprout out from that Emunah, all your tag mitzvahs, your Torah, your Yevamis, your Mishneh Berurah, it's a different Mishneh Berurah. It's a different. Your Yiddishkeit is enrooted. It's coming out from a different Elon, from a different Garin. It's the Makor of a Shorish Kulam. Break the Marsha. brings him Hashor. If this is the depth, and heaven, this is Parsha position, Yisra, Yisra, Sadibris. She brings Al Torah, Yisra, Sadibris, from Rasag, and Yisra, Sadibris, who included Kol HaTorah Kula. Famous Rashi, Rashi brings Yisra, Sadibris, Kol HaTorah Kula. Flicks to the Hashor. And a noichi v'lo shamanu. The means of the Theres Adibris, we had those two, those were the sherish of the Theres Adibris. Hainu, in a moon of licht, call it a rakula. Zok there, if Chazal say, he brings the Chazal, famous Chazal, Chofetz Chaim brings an Adoma, that the Tayag mitzvahs are parallel to the human makeup, the physical makeup of me and you, of our bodies. Ramach and Shasa, the Ramach Essen are Kenege, the 248 limbs, and the Shasa. And the Shasa, Lavin or Kenegid the Jews, Gid in the person. Zok to Masho, just like within the body of the person, the different parts that are more root, that are more sensual, that are more. And Mitzvahs also. Zok to Masho, Emuna is Kenegid the Lave. And Nuna, Emuna, in the Tariq Mitzvahs, the Lave of all the Mitzvahs. Later on, the Masho and the Chavdal, if you want to remember this, he said to the Masho, he says, Remez Ladover, it's a Remez from the Masho, it's not my Remez. Masho says the remez ledover pasuk in Tilim in capital kuf yutes kedu capital kuf yutes is called Timna Anti. It's each one of the oisis of the Aleph Beis. It's eight psukim. And ois chaf, one of the psukim, one of the oisis of chaf starts off kol mitzvah yisecha emuna. Lashon the pasuk kol mitzvah yisecha emuna. Learned up to Masho remez. It means all the mitzvahs are totally on emuna. Emuna is the leave of all the mitzvahs. Dainu emun is the yisoid. Now let's read the lashon of the Rambam. The Ershte Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. The Ershte. The first Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Hilchis Yisoid HaTorah Perek Aleph Halacha. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Yisoid ha-yisoidois v'amud ha-chochmois leida sheyesh ha-motzi rishon. Emun has to be yedia. Sheyesh ha-motzi rishon. There was a reality, an existence that existed before any other existence. Umamzi kol nimtzo. V'kol ha-nimtzo mishamayim v'oretz imashim v'neim le-nimtzo le-mimnitzo simotzo. Now, when Meir Wurstager says a lot of times in the Vadim, this is the Yisoidus, and sometimes in the Shir and the Vam, he says, this is the Yisoid of the Vam, this is the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit. Okay? That's what he says. But the Rambam doesn't use his words freely. The Rambam in Yad, I don't know, as far as I know, I never dexibled that double lashon. The Rambam says, Yisoid ha-yisoidois va'omud ha-chochmois. The Rambam is saying, this is it. This is it. You know, you can hear everything, you can hear it. Everything else is b'chin of Yisoid. The Rambam is saying, this is the Yisoid of all Yisoidus. It's Emunah. Emunah is the fundamental block. And Kinnire, any Adam Godel you see, his greatness is as great as the moon is. His greatness is as great as the moon. Because the Shnei, the Mashal, the Shnei, the Rambam, everything starts from Emunah. So now we understand where Avraham Avinu has to be. Avraham Avinu, who was the Yisoid, we spoke at the beginning of this man, who is the Yisoid of the Tzuras Adam, who is the Yisoid of the Yid, he has to be what the Rishayim called Rosh Kol Ma'aminim. It has to be, he was the source of Emunah. Like the Rambam we bought then, in the beginning of Tkiyas Avodah Zorah, he talks about Emunah, started from Avraham Avinu. He was Matzosa Yeslavovoy Nenu Mefanecha. Avraham Avinu has to be Emunah, and like we said, it has to be connected to Chesed. That we're not going to talk about tonight, the Hemshech Bez Hashem. But Avraham Avinu had to be the Yisoid, because since he was the Yisoid of all, the Yisoid of Atzus Adam, it had to be that everything started from Emunah. Okay. So let's start. What's Emunah? What's Emunah? Let's try to be Magadir a little bit. At least what's not Emunah a little bit. What is Emunah? A little bit Agdama Fashtetzich. We're in a Mugbal Dike Mizgeret. The Sugi of Emunah is Rochav Adamoid. Well, let's a little bit introduce what is Emunah. We Mamshech in the Hemshech of the weeks. We're going slow, like we always do. Things have to sit by a person. Things have to sing. The Hecher Zachin, they sound abstract and they sound high. Person works on it as we go, slowly and slowly. Now, sit more. It's the Yashiv Alalev. Emunah is an Ishas Antezach. Emunah, we'll see, Bez Hashem, is the strongest force in the universe. Emunah is the strongest koyach that exists in the world. What is Emunah? Emunah, everyone speaks out, is not something that's a fact. You don't need Emunah for something that's a fact. The fact that this shtender is right here, shtender is here and it's hard and it's here, you don't need Emunah. Look, shtender is there, you see it. You don't need Emunah to know the shtender is there. Even to know that the sun is going to shine tomorrow, the sun is not shining right now, right? So to know that the sun is going to shine tomorrow, it might be a bechin of Emunah, but it's you don't need Emunah. It's shine. Some of the youngest person in this room is Baruch 25. At least 25 years, there wasn't one day the sun didn't shine. It shined every single day. It shines. You don't really need Emunah to know and to assume the sun is going to shine tomorrow. Where does Emunah start? Emunah starts with something that all of the physical senses of a human being have no way to detect and monitor. We can't ayudei feel, ayudei touch, ayudei smell, sight and hearing, or not even the seichel. The seichel is also one of the senses of a human being, one of the kaiches of a human being. Emunah is something that the seichel, the logic of the seichel, can't tap onto and can't monitor. If the seichel of something dictates, that's not Emunah. Break the pshach. Pshach in Hilchos Teshuvah, in Avi Ezri. The Sefer, in Avi Ezri. He brings B'shem the Biskarov, B'shem of Chaim. He says, this is the Kazakh. He's holding the kud over there. Maybe one day, maybe we'll get to it sometime. But M'toich HaDvorim. There, Rav Shach, Rav Chaim said, Rav Chaim Brisket Dika Hagdor, what Emunah is. He said, Emunah starts with the Seichel end. So Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, he was talking about this Rambam God that we're doing the last right now, the first Rambam. Rav Chaim said, Emunah starts with the Seichel end. Anything that the Seichel reaches, that's not Emunah. Emunah starts, the territory of Emunah starts where the Seichel ends. Emunah starts with things like, you're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know if you daven Marvi, you didn't daven Marvi. Is Hashem there? Are you talking to somebody? Yeah, Vada, I'm talking to somebody. Prove it. I don't prove it. Could you touch that? Could you tap that? Could you monitor that? Where do you see that? Where do you touch that? You're going to put on tefillin tomorrow? You think you're going to get schar? Yeah, that's schar. When you go to a Rosh Hashanah and he tells you, that it's kedai to push off your ticket the last day of the Zman. It's kedai for you to pay another $2,000 for a ticket the last day of the Zman. He tells you. So I'll tell you. $2,000 for a day of learning. That takes a Emunah. That takes a Emunah. You have to give up $2,000. What do you give up $2,000 for? You have to believe that there's an Eibishter with Matthias Amitis. And this Torah is more solid, is more constant, is more worth, value than anything else in this world. That needs Emunah. Emunah is to detect something that we can't logically prove. Oh, this is Aleph, just a dollar. Here comes the paradox of Emunah, one of the paradox of Emunah, which we have to understand as we go. Emunah, dafka, is something you can't logically prove. You can't logically prove, and you can't detect, you can't put in a test tube. Mitzat Sheni, it's stronger than anything you could technically prove. Emunah, Davka Emunah. Davka Emunah in a Metzias like HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torasoi. Emunah in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu reality like the Shtender, and Be'emes even stronger than the Shtender. And that's the Pella. Emunah is a koach to take something. Emunah is the courage to take something that is not, again, we can't with our senses detect, and we can't prove, and the seichel is not goizer, it doesn't dictate it, mitzah the seichel, mitzah atzmoi. Aber becomes the strongest mitzias and the strongest reality by a human being. That's beyond any type of things. And just throw in a word, very simple reason, simple, deep. Something the Seichel could prove is based on a proof. A proof could be refuted one day. Think about it. Anything that's based on one of your senses understand that. But if There are other things that come steerous to that sense, into those senses. It could be refuted. Emunah, the very reason, the nature of Emunah is that I believe, and we'll see what it means, I know something. I know with the core of my existence, and I hang on to the core of my existence, something without having to sense it. That is the true existence. That is the true reality. That's the highest thing. You have to understand that better, but that's what Emunah is. How do you get to that? Sounds very nice. We just said, it's a tzog, a memra. How do you get to that? So tonight we're going to introduce a very simple thing. The Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave every single human being yid and goy alike. Everyone has this. The etzem muscle that's called emun, that's called trust, of faith, is a koyach and koyachas and nefesh that every single one of us have. Baruch Hashem, Hashem granted us with matana that he gave every single human being. And without that, humanity can't run. Let me just bring it out. What's emun? The Rambam calls emun yidya. Every person sitting in this room has a mass amount, an arsenal full of ideas. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of ideas. Ideas in your learning and ideas in your download. All kinds of knowledge that you amass. If you think about it, there are more or less, I'm not exactly getting into the plug, I'm not getting precision now, but there are more or less three ways a person amasses information. A person has ideas. One is by logical deduction. Logical deduction. Person knows 1 + 1 = 2. Person knows. There are certain things that make sense. And the seichel is goyzer. That if you do this and you do this, this and this doesn't happen. 1 + 1 = 2. It's logical deduction. That's one way. It's a large part of our ideas. The second is experience. Things that humans experience, even if logic wasn't mechayiv in mitzvah, but you see in the world, you put your hand next to fire. First time it's warm, you put your hand in your fire, you get burnt. You do it 2 or 3 times for sure. You know that fire burn. Experience. A lot of our ideas are experiential. But there's a large part of the ideas, it could even be the majority of your ideas, of the knowledge, of the things, our assumptions, our noches, are not based on either of these two things. They're based on pashut trust. Trust and belief. Whenever we overlook this. But so much of our ideas are based on trust. There's a koyach called trust. We just spoke about making tickets. Everyone's going to fly back. Pesach, yeah, fly back. Now, you go into a plane. Hello, Shalom Aleichem, what are you doing? You go into a plane, who are you trusting? Who says the guy? Do you know even who the pilot is? Do you know who the pilot is? Could be some Arabs there. You don't even know. You're trusting the airline. You might even never know who the airline is sometimes. You're trusting the airline and you're trusting this pilot. Why? Why are you trusting the pilot? Where does it come from? You get into the car. You get into the car with your friend in it. Why are you entrusting your life and this person's driving ability? You know if he drank. You don't know if he didn't drink. You know, could he ride? Could he not? You go to a doctor. And you go to a doctor, sometimes serious things. You, your wife, a child can have something, a growth, and you go all of a sudden, you go to a doctor, you do a little research, you go, they tell you who to go to, maybe not. And you go to somebody, he's a doctor, an adasa, and all of a sudden he tells you, it's okay, and you go, why are you trusting him? You don't write them, what are you trusting him? There are some people who this part of their function of their system is messed up. They have to work on it. And they have to go to 75 doctors. That's a problem. A regular, healthy person, he has a beginning of trust. Your parents, do you know how many ideas are based on your parents? What to do when you get a cold, when you have a headache? How many days you're supposed to stay home when you're sick? 2 days of yeshiva, 3 days of yeshiva. Everyone has their exact mahalach. It's your mother, your father. Your Rebbe, you know how much trust people put in their Rebbe. That's why Rebbe is a lot of power. Do you know how much trust people put in their Rebbe? Trust. Where does that come from? How do you know? People could swear by what their Rebbe said. People change level back to America. Go here, go to work. Where? Teretz is Hashem put a koyach in a person called emuna. It's a called faith, called trust, called belief. What we're doing, what we're talking about in emuna, is that koyach is used for emuna and Hashem. That same reflex is used for emuna and Hashem. It's not used only. We'll soon see that when you trust in Hashem, it's a trust that's on a different level. It's on a different realm, in a different world. Because like the Rambam says, Behemshech Dvarov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only absolute Metzias. When you rely on anything else, you're relying on things that are all relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only thing that's Nitle Ba'atzmei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence itself. But Lemaisa, what I described before, that there could be a Vadois in a person, there could be a Vadois that a person lives in without being experienced in life, without having experienced it, Lahedya. I didn't experience that exact thing. And without having logically proved it, that's a Metzias. No one could say they don't have that. We just have to realize that as Yidden, and maybe talk about a Goyim also have a lot of a Shaykh, they don't have the same thing as Yidden. We have all an Amunah in the Emes and Metzias, and Metzias of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Motzi HaRishon. He was Mamsi HaKol, he's a Kol Yochol, and he's Mashkiach Bakol. So, this is the last part I want to theorize. It's a whole part of the Hakdama. So what exactly is Emunah? Emunah is belief and trust. That's what it is. It's just belief and trust. I'll be sure when he talks about Emunah. Rabbi Shapira Zichron of Rachol, so he talks about Emunah. They're both from Madgash, very close to Abdosha. And again, I'm going to say the words, and I want, hopefully, we're going to understand this more as we go. We all came to Maskiya. The Emunah does not mean belief and trust. It does mean belief and trust, but it's much deeper. Belief and trust sounds like, it's like idea, it's like a intellectual thing. Again, you amassed it, not like the logical deduction, you gathered a belief, but now it's in my seichel, and now I believe. The one Madgish is much more. Emunah is when something comes, a reality becomes you, comes something that has a firmness by you. It becomes a constant by you. Ramosha always used to bring a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'tekati yesu yesei b'mokoyim nemon. It's talking about when you make a tent, you hold up a tent, you take a yosek, you take a spike or a peg, whatever you like to call it, and that holds up the tent. But you have to put the spike and a peg, you got to put it in a mokoyim nemon. What does that mean? Dirt. So, if you put it in loose dirt, it's not going to hold. It has to be embedded in a place that's fest, that's firm, and that's going to hold. This is what Emunah is. It's a pasuk this past week's parsha. Soif parsha's b'shalach in Mechemes HaMalek. It's a pasuk that you can't read the pasuk. Most people, I think, if you turn around, they don't know. Ask them to present a pasuk. Can't read the pasuk. The pasuk says, everyone knows, in the Seder of Mechama of Amalek, Miyodoy Shamosha, he said Mechama, V'chiyorim Miyodoy Shamosha, V'gavar Yisrael. Lashon the pasuk. V'hoya, Yodov Shamosha Emuna, Ad Boya Shamish. V'yodov Shamosha Emuna, Ad Boya Shamish. What does that mean? Yodov Shamosha Emuna, what's meant as Emuna? Yodov Shamosha Emuna, so what it means is, each and every one of us, try it, you put up your hand, after about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes on each person, your hand's slowly going to start going like this. Start wavering. Emunah means it stayed firm and fast and constant without, even though there was resistance, there was something that should bring it down, and it held fast in its place. Both Madgish, that's the Iker Nekuda of Emunah. The Iker Nekuda of Emunah is when what I said before, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just remain Ashkofa. It doesn't just remain I believe. It's that reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes something that becomes firm by you. Like I said before, it's the strongest kayach in the world. We use a term, we'll talk about Zemshich, and you become anchored in it. You become anchored in it, like a Yosei. When you become anchored in something, it's not just a far belief. It becomes a metzius by you. And this is a paralytic thing. You'll see, you talk to any maimon, real big maimon, tzaddik, b'monoso yichya, and when they talk about a yoni emuna, they're not trying to prove anything to you. But they'll talk about a yoni emuna, such as people losing children, people losing close ones, such as, yeah, staying another 2 years in Eretz Yisrael when you don't have any plan. They'll talk about things of emuna, and we'll talk about it with such confidence, like it's a reality, just like this. Then when you talk, I'm not going to prove it to you. No, can I prove it to you? Am I going to prove it to you? But I know this is true. I know this is true. This is emuna, and this was Avraham Avinu. Zokti Maral. Avraham Avinu. I'm reading them around with Vuras Hashem. The other part I'm going to read Vuras Hashem in the coming week. Avraham Avinu. Since Sheyedei Amuna, Sheyechazak Be'amuna, Zoch Avram Liyetz, Shoyrish V'yesoid Kol Yisrael. We're explaining better we started tonight with. Because he had Amuna, he was the Shoyrish. V'hu Anikro Tzur. Gemara in Yevomis, when it says, Yevomis, Daf Samach Dalet. Gemara says, when it says, He bitu el Tzur chatzavtem vel makev es bor nukartem. You should look back at your Tzur, your rock, your rock. Who is that? Who Avram, Dr. Gemara. Kores Avram Tzur lahoyres al choizek v'toykev ayesoyd azeh shu kumay Tzur shu chazak kumay shizbar b'peretz of neze kiven shu yesoyd royal yeis metur b'choizek v'toykev she'im lo she'im loikein she'yesh v'metzias chazak lo yo yesoyd zocht the moral that Avram had to have the strongest metzias v'chein royal Avram b'mashoy atchol al umo yesvils royal yeish metzias chazak yo yesoyd שבספיל זה הוא היסוד והסחולק. וחויזק שלו יש יחזק באמונה הסוד. Avraham had to be the יסוד. Avraham is called Eson Ezrachi. גמור ברוך in Mababas and Daf Tezbov. Avraham is called Eson Ezrachi. Eson means firm. Something that's firm, something that's חויזק. Rashi says a few times, חויזק. Avraham is the fest, is the anchor of Klal Yisrael. Maral throws in something which maybe we'll explain more. Someone who has more of emuna, he exists more. His existence is stronger. The stronger your emuna is, your metzias, your own metzias is the stronger. Metzias. Avraham had to be a metzias that everything was riding on. The yisoid of yisoidus, like the emuna. What better is to be the yisoid of yisoidus than to take the yisoid of yisoidus? V'amar ha'chokhmos. This is Avraham Avinu. I finish off in 2 minutes. Avraham Avinu and his Avoida, he was Zoichev that everyone in Klal Yisrael has this Nekuda of Emunah somewhere in his Metzias, like we spoke about tonight. This is what the Mefarshim say, Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham, Mogen. Mechoizer Moshiach Mogen. The Siddur Agrova there says, Mogen is something that is shielded, that nothing is untouched. Mogen is a chelek that's untouched. Mogen Avraham means that Avraham Avinu was poyel in Klal Yisrael, that there's a chelek that's untouched. Talk to Mufarshim. This is what we say in every bris. In every bris, we're machnis, each and every Jewish child, each and every Jew, bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, and we say, k'shem shenichnas lebris, ken yikones letoiro l'chupa l'maizim toiv. What's the k'shem? There's many pshatim. One of the most motzi pshatim, one of the most prevalent pshatim is k'shem means without bechira, without bechira. The kid went into the bris. Did you ask him? This 8-year-old kid. Did you ask him if he wants to go into the bris? No. K'shem shenichnas lebris k'nikones l'torah l'chupa l'maisim tovim. It means like this: even though he's going to be doing many things in life, there will be bechira. Torah l'chupa l'maisim tovim is going to be with bechira. But it's going to be infused with an emuna that is l'mailam in a bechira. Because we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, that emuna is something that we have, that exists by us. It's a rock, it's a reality, it's in our debed, it's in the core of our existence, that we all have. The mokum that's emun by us, the mokum of trust, the mokum that's anchored, that we got from Avraham Avinu, whose Rosh Kol Mamonim that is higher than all, and it can't be touched. It's there already by us. It's in us and our core existence. Be'ezus Hashem, we just introduced the Emunah tonight. We want to see Be'ezus Hashem next week is why Emunah to be stark by a person, Emunah to be alive by a person, can and only will be in his totally Be'ezus Midah that a person is a Noisi and a Baal Chesed. This has directly to do 100% with Avraham being a Chesed, Avraham being someone who is not, didn't knock out the whole world. He was open to the world around him. He was open like we saw. He was open. He was pesuach. This is the midah that allows Emunah Be'ezus Hashem. That's what we do next week.